1740.
Hey, Chris, what do you got?
There's two people back at the stop. I think it's 19th there at the Fred Meyers. 20th going eastbound. They got a big butane torch, kind of like a, the canister is probably a good foot long, and he saw me roll up and he was trying to hide it, so I don't know if he's trying to get on a bus or not, but they're back there with a butane torch doing something non-transit related, I would say.
It's not lit, is it?
It was until they saw me, and then they turned the valve off and hit it.
So was he vandalizing anything?
No, I don't know if they were using it for lighting cigarettes or not, but yeah, they were sitting back there. I don't know if they're planning on catching a 20 or not.
We talking one of those torches, like for soldering copper and that kind of stuff together?
Yeah, like our maintenance guys would have one in their shop. Yeah, pretty big canister there. I actually use a size that big for 4th of July, but about the size of a 1 liter bottle.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Okay, and a description on the guys?
White male, probably mid-20s, wearing a red, a long baggy shirt, red and gray cap with stone wash type style jeans on, and he had a black backpack.
Okay, and there was another one there, or just the one guy that was, he's the one with the butane?
He was, yeah, Caucasian guy. I don't know if the girl was or not. He was the one that was, I saw, that had the butane. She didn't really touch anything second, so she was associated with it.
Okay, so she appeared to be with him then?
Yeah, she's Caucasian female, blonde hair, black sweater type coat, and yeah, they're sitting on the bench there, across from the Fred Meyer head eastbound on Burnside.
Got it. Okay. At 11:05.